when you go through a Mahalach in the Mishnah. We had three approaches. We had three approaches to the Mishnah. And you have to ask yourself why exactly each one doesn't hold like the other one. And the bottom line is that here the Gemara asks the Kasha, not just us. So let's see the Gemara, okay, inside. We'll read it slowly. I want to read the Gemara inside slowly. Let's see inside, okay? Avram, why don't you read the Gemara real loud? Let's go. Okay, let's try to be, got to try to be on time, okay? Go ahead, Avram, real loud. Go ahead. Okay. Rabba, no one holds like Rabba. Now, what did Rabba say?
He said that
you have to know, Lamaisa, that you're sitting in a sukkah. You need cognition, therefore higher than 20 is bad. So why does Reb Zeira and Rabba not like Rabba's pshat? Go ahead. That's considered to be a deal of doros. Kulu kirabba lo amre. Because that's considered to be a Yadil Adoros. What does Yadil Adoros mean? Meaning that when the Torah says you should know that you're sitting in the sukkah, it wasn't referring to Hilchos Sukkah. What does Rashi say it's referring to? Go ahead. Let's see Rashi inside. Ahu? We're not talking about what? Knowledge of sitting in the sukkah. Ella? We're referring to futuristic generations, right? Which is referring to what? Hekef Sukkos? Anani Akava that were made for the Avos. Now, Avos means what here? Doesn't mean Avram and... it means the, our descendants in Mitzrayim. Correct. Our descendants in Mitzrayim. Excellent. So therefore, the Gemara says right away that the other Moran did not like Rabba, the notion of Yediyah, because the idea wasn't referring about cognition, the sukkah is referring about the Anani Akavu. Okay, now first thing we have to understand here is why is it that Rashi mentions Anani Akavu? Let's get it down, okay? Why does Rashi mention Anani Akavu? Whose shita was that? That was Rabbi Lazar, okay? And Daf Yud Aleph from the base, okay? Rashi says the same thing, Ala Torah too. Rashi says Ala Torah Vayikra Chav Gimel Pasuk Mem Gimel. He quotes Anani Akava. The Targum Umplis says the same thing. So you see Beferish Lamaisa that Rashi says, and the Ramban says this is the correct pshat. They're referring to what we call what Anani Akava. So the first kash I want to ask is, we have a famous klal. The Gemara says in Erevin and Daf Mem Vavim and Beis. Whenever you have a machloek sin Rebbe Kiva and Eschavero, we paskin like who? We paskin like Rebbe Kiva. So why on earth do we find here that Rashi quotes that we're referring to the din of Rebbe Lazar? Rebbe Kiva's cholek. And moreover, I want to ask that the tour in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Chafei, which we mentioned last week, earlier in the week, says that we paskin on Nani Akavot. So what's going on here? And this is the kasha of the Bikuri Yankov. He asks on Rashi, why is Rashi mentioned this? Halacha l'maisa. The Aruch Lanier that I gave you points out the Bikuri Yaakov is a sefer b'halacha, and the Aruch Lanier is a sefer on Shas. So what you see here b'feirish is that it's very important that we know that he's saying referring to Rabbi Lazar. He's referring to Rabbi Lazar. The question is why? We pass like Ala Torah, and then the Gemara mentions Rabbi Lazar. We pass like Rabbi Akiva usually. Very, very difficult. Plus, that's what the Bikuri Yaakov asks. The Aruch Lanier points out that according to Rabbi Akiva, it means Sukkos Mamish. What does Sukkos Mamish mean? Sukkos Mamish means it wasn't a nace. You see, Hayi Ladoiris, what does Hayi Ladoiris mean? That you're going to tell over your children about the miracle that took place of the Anani Akavod. The Anani Akavod is only according to Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi Akiva, there was no nace. It was just booths. There was no nace at all. It was just booths. So Lamaisa, I want to point this out, that the Aruch Lanier says that's why Rashi quotes Rabbi Lazar. That's why Rashi quotes Rabbi Lazar. So it's considered a Ahila Dairis, and this is not referring to a cognition of sitting in the sukkah. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with what? Telling over for your children, for all generations. Ha'ilah Doris, the Doris of Mon Hekem HaKavod, tell about this beautiful nace. Whereas if you hold booths, right, If you hold boots, it has nothing to do with what? It has nothing to do with saying over. So, Lamaisa, it's very, very difficult why we keep quoting Rabbi Lazar, Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel here, if you take a look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, comments right here on the daf, it's actually on Omer Aleph, okay? It's actually on Omer Aleph. Kuli Hanimra Kerabal Omre. It's on Omer Aleph, you underline it. The Rabbeinu Chananel has a different shot. The Rabbeinu Chananel writes the following. He says, very interesting, he says, what does Yadil Adiris mean? What is Yadil Adiris? Yadil Adiris means the Doris Aboim, that when they see you, they see in the fall that we leave our halves and we go into the sukkah on sukkahs, what are we going to ask? What are people going to ask?
Why are we doing
this? Why are we doing this? And we're going to say over, it's kind of like their Sipri Sisus Rhyme on what? On sukkahs. Please get that down in your notes. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel is very, very unique. Lefizeh, you can read our Gemara when it says Ha'ulah Dairis, it's not just going according to who? Rabbi Lazar, like Rashi says, but it's going according to who? Even Rabbi Kiva. So what I'm trying to say is that the Hakashas that we're bothered by on Rashi don't start according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Because Rabbeinu Chananel has a different touch of what Ha'ulah Dairis means. Ha'ulah Dairis doesn't just mean an ace, and therefore it's only on Nani Akavah, which was an ace. But it means even booths. And what does it mean, booths? You're telling over why we do this. Because we sat in booths. So if we sat in booths, Lamaisa, therefore what? We're going to retell what the story is in Mitzrayim. And the truth is, if you look in the Ramban al Atayr, Perachav Gimel, Posuk Mem Gimel, the Ramban says, even according to the Ma'amar Masukas Mamish Rabbi Kiva, they should know and they should remember that we sat in the Midbar, we didn't sit in houses, we sat in tents, and therefore we never sat in a city all 40 years, and Hashem gave us everything. So you get the impression from the Ramban, I want you to get this, Adam, the Ramban is adding on that even according to Rabbi Kiva, he can fit in Ha'ulah Dairis. So we have Rabbeinu Chananel and we have the Ramban. And the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra say it means Sukkos Mamish. If you look in the Torah and the Mikras Gedolos, the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra say it means Sukkos Mamish, like Rabbi Kiva. The Sefer Rokeach says that when we attacked the Amorites, Eretz Amori of Sichon and Og, and the cities in Eretz Israel, Klal Yisrael dwelled where? In Sukkos. So as part of conquering Eretz Israel, as the Pesuk says in Shmuel, Shmuel Beis, Perek Yedalef, Pesuk Yedalef, Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda Yoshvim v'Sukkos. So I want you to get this down. We're saying Rashi's the one who brings up Anani HaKavod here. Rashi's the one who brings up Anani HaKavod. And the Aruch Lanier says, well, that fits, that it's considered to be Anani HaKavod, because that's an ace. According to Rabbi Kiva, it wasn't an ace. So therefore, Rashi boxes in our whole Gemara only according to who? Only according to Rabbi Lazar. You got it? Let's get it down. Rashi boxes in according to Rabbi Lazar. Rashi ala Torah says also that it's Rabbi Lazar. On Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we learned there was a machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lazar. So Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi ala Torah says this. However, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, Ha'ulah Dairis could mean what? Doesn't mean actually an ace. What does it mean? Doesn't even mean actually an ace. What does it mean? It means telling about that we leave in the fall and why are we doing this? Because it's going to remember what we did in Yitzis Mitzrayim when we left Mitzrayim. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, can fit both. Both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva. And I'm pointing out to you, the Ramban al Torah also fits it according to Rabbi Akiva, because we have to remember what happened when we lived in the Midbar. Hashem protected us. And the Rokeach says, Where did we live when we attacked Eretz Israel? We lived in what? Sukkos, as the Pesuk says in Shmuel, in the Navi Shmuel. So you see the Feirish, Halach L'maisa, Dani, you got this? That there are many Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel, we're saying the Ramban al Torah, the Rokeach, that L'maisa happened to what? Fit in the Rebbe Kiva with the concept of Yadil L'Dairis. You don't have to say like Rashi. You do not have to say like Rashi. But if you do say like Rashi, what are we going to say? Why would Rashi want to box this in? Halach l'maisa is since we don't hold lot, poshim shot, we have a claw on our hands, yipaskal leku, Rabbi Akiva mechavero, and this is mechavero, not mechaverav. So it could be, one sec, Fry. It could be that the reason why is the following, and I want you to get this, is because we're dealing with who? We're dealing with Rabbah. And the Gemara says, and the Bikuri Yaakov wants to say, the reason why we're saying this is that Rabba Lamaisa holds like Rabbi Kiva. Rabba holds like Rabbi Kiva. And what are we doing here? What are we doing here that Rabba holds like Rabbi Kiva? Oh, what are we holding Rabba? We're going to get back to it. Rabba holds like Rabbi Kiva. So the Re'im says, the reason why Rasha and Torah says, Anone Akavo, not Sukkos Mamish, because Sukkos Mamish, it doesn't make sense, Hoshafti. What should it say if it meant booths? So it's a yashvu, that they sat in there. So you see the sugya fits very well, because Rabba holds like who? Holds like Rabbi Akiva, and the Lashon of Hoshafti is difficult, and therefore Rabba has to stand on his head and say, what does Hoshafti mean? Cognition doesn't literally mean what? That he sat them in there because they sat themselves. But Rav and Reb Zeira, who the Gemara is referring to right here, Kulu, what's Kulu mean? Kula Kirab Alarmi mean the Rav and Reb Zeira hold like who? They hold like Reb Elazar, Anane Akavo. And the Pusik's talking about Yadiel Adiris. That's why Rashi says Reb Elazar. And we're going to see, God willing, then this year, if we get to it, that who do we Paskin like? Rav, Reb Zeira, or Rava? We Paskin, according to Moshe, showed him Rava. And since we Paskin like Rava, that anything above 20 is bad, unlike Rava who says what? Unlike Rabba, Rabba says what? That the walls, if they reach the schach, it's what? No, if the walls reach the schach, it's what? It's shalta ba'ena and it's good. It's only when it doesn't reach, remember? Because the walls connect. We'll get to that in the Gemara. We paskin across the board, it's a problem. So that's why the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch hold like who? Hold like Rebbe Lazar, that it's anane akavod hein. So let's go over this. One second, we'll get to you. Let's go over this again. What is the teretz we want to solve Rashi? Why does Rashi quote Anane Akavo? It's Rebbe Elazar. Why did the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch say like Rebbe Elazar? Why did they say Anane Akavo? Yud Alephim Ebezim Achleks Rebbe Elazar Bekiva. On the bottom. Why are they saying this? So we're saying a Shtikl Torah here. The answer is that what? As the Re'im says, it says in the Pasuk, Vasukas Oshafti, what should it say according to Rabbi Kiva? What does Hoshafti mean? I put you in there to sit. If it means booths, you sit there on your own. So that's what Rabba, who holds like Rabbi Kiva, is bothered by. What does it mean, Hoshafti? It must mean something else. What does it mean? I sat you in there to remember that you have cognition that you're sitting in a sukkah. Marty, you follow me? Hoshafti means it's cognition. That's how Rabba knew what he was saying. But if you hold like Rav and Reb Zeira, who hold Anane Akavod, therefore, the Pusik's talking about Ladiris. What does Ladiris mean? To tell our kids about this nace. And that's exactly why Rashi says we're going like Rav Elazar. And who do we Pasuk like? Rav or Reb Zeira or Rava? Dobi, let's get it down. We Pasuk like Rava. Excellent, Jacob. If we Pasuk like Rava, that means what? That means Rava holds like Rav Elazar. That's why the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch hold what? Hold on, Nani HaKavod, Rav Elazar. That's why Rashi says what he says. Does everyone cop what we're saying? The Ahila Dairis is referring to what? The Anane Akavod, the nace. According to Rabbi Kiva, Rashi holds there was no nace. Even though Rabbi Nechananel says, oh, we'll fit it in, because people ask, well, why are we doing this? Why are we singing the sukkah? They'll think about what happened. But that's Rabbi Nechananel. That's the pshat of the Ramban. The Rokeach says, we'll remember that the Jews sat in sukkahs and were in Eretz Yisrael. Fine, but Rashi doesn't buy all that. Rashi quotes Rebbe Elazar. And if you quote Rebbe Elazar, then what do you got? You got a problem. Because we always hold like Rebbe Kiva. The answer is we don't have a problem. Because Rav and Reb Zeira hold like who? Rav and Reb Zeira hold like Rebbe Elazar. We have an apostle like Rava. So that's why the Tur and Shulchan Aruch hold Anane HaKavod. That's why Rashi quotes Anane HaKavod here. Donnie, you got this? That's why he quotes Anane HaKavod, which is Rebbe Elazar Shita. He quotes it specifically. Because he was bothered by. If Rabbi Kiva was right, why did it say Hoshafti? Should have said Yashvu. Should have said Yashvu. It doesn't say Yashvu. It says Hoshafti. And if it says Hoshafti, Lamai said, that means there's something else going on. Rabbi said, I know what's going on. You have to have cognition. You have to have knowledge. You're sitting in the sukkah. If you don't have knowledge, you are not what? If you don't have knowledge, you are not Yotzeh. You have to have knowledge. Well, that's Rabba. Rabba says, Allah Lamaisa, that's what Rabbi Kiva means. We don't accept Rabba Ladina, according to most Rishonim, we'll get to. What's the nafkamina between Rabba and Rabba? Point of Rav, it's all cognition. If the walls go up to the schach, then you'll see the schach because you follow the walls. If the walls are separated from the schach, then you got a problem. All the other Amorim, Rav Reb Zera says that's a problem. Anything above 20 is puzzle. Done. Plain and simple. Now there's one other way that we could solve Rashi, which we already mentioned. What does it say in the side of Yomud? Let's get it down in Yud Aleph and Beis.
Toras Kohanim.
It switched it from who?
Yeah, Rabbi Kiva. Switched
them. But it also had Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar. No, it flipped it. Didn't have Rabbi Kiva.
It did have Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon.
It didn't have Rabbi Kiva at all. So my quote that I saw, the Bikur Yaakov quotes the Toras Kohanim, the Mechilta, and the Rokeach have Rabbi Elazar saying Sukkah Mamish, Rabbi Kiva saying booths.
Yeah.
So then it fits beautifully. But on the side of the page, we had Reb Shimon, remember? But there are other quotes. The Bikur Yaakov is other quotes of the Toras Kohanim and the Mechilta that it means what? What does it mean? It means you flip Reb Elazar and Reb Akiva, and therefore Reb Akiva is the one who holds the Nanei HaKavod, so everything's good. Okay? Adam, we got this? Everyone got this, Mahalach? You got to be bothered by why Rashi is on Nanei HaKavod. What daf is that? You're out from the base. So your corner of Ben Hanali fits it in good. Well. Yes, go ahead, Ephraim.
Why does Rava possibly like Rabbi Kiva apply to him also? What is happening here, Lamaisa?
We'll see why Rava's not going to hold like Rabbi Kiva. Okay, we'll have to see why Rava doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. But Rava, Allah Lamaisa, they're holding like Rabbi Kiva. They're holding like Rabbi Lasser. They don't hold like that.
So how can they go against Rabbi Kiva?
So that's what I'm saying. Halacha l'maisa, that cloud, right, of Rabbi Kimei Chaver, who says that was said by the Amoraim? But I'll give you another reason. He was bothered by the Pusik. In a vacuum where you don't have reason to go like one or the other, we go like Rabbi Kiva. But here he had a reason. He was bothered by Rabbi Kiva's lashon.
I saw another answer.
Shouldn't say Oshavti l'maisa. Why shouldn't it say Oshavti?
Because Hashem did it.
They sat there. According to Rabbi, if Rabbi Kiva's right, it's Yeshu. They sat there themselves. Didn't say Oshavti. Yes, go ahead.
I saw another answer, and that is Divrei Gadita. So we don't necessarily.
Okay, who gave that answer? Okay, I don't know. You have to show that to me inside.
Okay?
I will. Or you have to show that to me inside. But this is the Chiddush Lamaisa, so we want to tie it. Okay, we got this chlor? Adam, we got it? That's what it means. Kula kerabba lo amri. Ha'i yadia ledairis. It means yadia ledairis. This is a knowledge ledairis. That's the halacha. Okay. You know what I was thinking also? Maybe there's a possibility. Let's get this down, Matthew. Maybe there's a possibility. Why do you have to say that Rav and Reb Zera didn't like Rabba's pshat? The Pnei Yehoshua points out the following. I want you to get this. Pnei Yehoshua says, he says, maybe you could say that Reb Zera and Rava don't argue with Rabba. Maybe they hold when the walls, Lamaisa, don't reach. It's Psula Kashalta Baina. But they also hold in addition. Why can't you hold, they say, I agree with you, Rabba, cognition. But we hold in addition, shadow, and we also hold Diris Aroy. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that, Allah Lomais? Okay? You follow what I'm saying?
Is it both?
Yes. Why don't you say that Reb Zera and Rabba say, we like your pshat, Rabba, we're adding on Sel, I'm Reb Zera. Rabba, I'm adding on Aroy. It's a logical kasha. I thought that was a great kasha. I was bothered by that myself. Right? You got this? Again, get it down, Yosef. Why does Gemara say they're mutually exclusive of one another? Maybe they hold off Rabba, but they hold more. I hold Yediyah, but I also hold Sel, and I also hold Roy. And therefore what? Halacha l'maisa, the walls that go up the Sach will be a problem. One sec, Donnie. That's the cast of the issue. You got it? So listen to this teretz, a beautiful teretz. And it's a general cloud, Jacob, and Shas in learning. We never try to increase machlekes. Afushi pluto lo maflaginim. And therefore, what would come out from this is that both the Rabban and Reb Yehuda would be arguing on two Nakudas. Would be arguing on two Nakudas. What would be arguing on the two Nakudas? Okay? Be arguing on two Nakudas. What would be the two Nakudas they'd be arguing on? They'd be arguing, Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan would say what? You have to plug in everything. According to Rabba, what's the machlokes between Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Do you need Yediyah? Yes? What's the machlokes according to Reb Zera? Do you need to have shade? What's the machlokes going to Rava? Diris Aroy or Keva? You follow me? Now, if this was right, what I just proposed, how would you plug it in? You would have to say, oh, the Rabbanan say you need cognition and what?
Shade.
And you need shade. And what does Rav Yehuda say? Reb Yudah will say, no, you don't need either. You don't need what? Cognition? And you don't need what? You don't need shame. That means you're going to be arguing by what? Two components. We don't want to add on machlokas. That's called afushe plukta lo mafleginin. Afushe plukta lo mafshinin. Afushe means add. Afushe plukta lo mafshinin. We don't want to add to their machlokas. We want to keep it simple. So what do I mean by simple, Yehuda? What do they argue on? According to Rabbi, they argue on what? Cognition. According to Zera, what do they argue on? Shay. According to Rav, what do they argue on? Kevaroi. Don't say they argue about two nekudas. That's what you would be saying if I make that proposal. Does everyone hear what I'm saying?
We don't do the Pnei Yehoshua.
Pnei Yehoshua answers, that's why the Gemara didn't say it. Pnei Yehoshua asks, let's get it down. He says, why does the Gemara have to say? I want you guys to think. Everyone did great in Seder on the Kashas. Okay? That's where you know the daf. Kulu Karablu Amram. I'm thinking to myself, what does the Gemara have to be mutually exclusive? Why do you have to say that Rav and Reb Zera don't like Rabbah? Maybe they like him, but they're adding on. The result of that would be that they're arguing on two different components reviewed in the Rabbanim. You don't want to keep it simple. That they're arguing on only one Nakuda. That's what the Pnei Yehoshua is Machadish. Okay? Baby, you got it? Okay. That's the Chiddush. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
Why is the proposal just by Reb Zera and Rabbah agreeing with Rabbah? Why can't it be like Reb Zera and Rabbah?
Any proposal you make like this will add on to the Machlok Shabbat and the Rabbanim. They'll be arguing by two Nakudas.
No, I know. Why?
So that's why we don't want to do it. Because this was the first line in the Gemara. He asks on that. But you could ask a similar question by all the things. The reason why you don't want to give the answer is you don't want to add to the Machlok Tanoim. Bless you, Marty. Yes, Yoni. Go ahead.
How can they be liking him and adding on to him? Like, it's either they like his pasuk or they don't. It's either his pasuk is right or it's not.
Okay, Yoni's making a good point. No? Yoni's making a good point. What's Yoni says what? What does Yoni say? Yoni says they don't like his pasuk. It's Yadil Adiris. So you know my response to you that it's a good point, Yoni. In the end of the day, you are right. They're mutually exclusive because we don't want to add on to the machlekes. But I would say like this. I would say that Lamaisa, if they totally don't like his opinion, then they're going to say that it's talking about the pasuk about something else. But if they're adding on and they like his opinion, that might not what? That might not push them to say a different part in the pasuk. The fact that the Gemara says that shows exactly that they don't like Yeshita. That's a good. I'm answering exactly. That's what the Gemara is saying. When by the fact that you read. Masber the Pusik that's talking about Yadil Adoros shows we don't like him.
Right.
Otherwise, Lamais, if we agree to you, then add on. I'm saying that's Kufa how the Pnei Yehoshua is learning the Gemara. He got it from the Gemara that he doesn't like it. Because otherwise the Gemara would have said differently.
Pnei Yehoshua
says that's what the Gemara means. That they don't like Yeshit the Lord. So other way can say we like it, but we add it on. I'm saying that's also adding on to the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Okay? He gives another answer why that's not true, but you're pointing out it fits well in the Gemara. Very good. Yes, Avi, you had a question before. Okay, you got it, Clore? Okay.
What's the other answer?
That's the answer we're giving, Pnei Yehoshua.
I thought you said he gives another answer.
No, that's the Pnei Yehoshua's answer. I'm just saying that's what the Gemara means by saying we don't like your pasuk.
Yeah.
If they like this pasuk, then fine, we like your pasuk. We had additional tzaras.
Yeah.
Really saying like the Gemara is saying that kufa. But Pnei Yehoshua is adding on a fushu pluto lomaflegina. We don't want to add on to the machlekes. Okay. Viter now in the Gemara. Go ahead, Avram. Let's see Viter in the Gemara. We got this, Clore? That's what the Gemara wants to say clearly. Okay, deal the dirs. But, Lamite, one second. Before you go on, let's get to the Ritva. What do we ask with the Ritva? Get it down. What did the Ritva ask the Kasha? Jacob, we got it. What did the Ritva ask on Davov? From Davov. Go ahead, Donnie.
Why is it question idea by our piece, but not the singular?
Excellent. On Davov and Aleph, the Gemara says you need three walls, maybe even four. Machlokes Tanoim. Either it's three in a tefach or two in a tefach. Halacha Mishmin says it chisels it down. How do you know that from?
Sukkah.
It says sukkah twice, and then the next part says sukkos with a vav. So does that mean four or does it mean three?
No, you spell from sukkah four.
Right,
walls,
but I'm saying the last one only has the vav, right? So it's either one plus two is four. Or we also say it's, when we get to that sugya, it means only what, one plus one plus one. However you interpret it, Matthew, why did Gemara take it so seriously over there? Why don't we say Ahila Doiris? We shouldn't make a drasha for it. It's for all generations. That's what the Ritva asks. Great kasha.
That's a question.
The Ritva says on Davavim and Af, we interpret the Besukas to tell me you need either three walls in a Tefach or two in a Tefach. Why did the Gemara say we don't hold to that Pasuk as a Hila Doros? Just to teach a message, Isumi? To teach a message that what? That there was a nace that happened on Adi Akavot, or that what? Or that Hashem protected us in the Midbar, right? Which was also a nace that Hashem made sure that we had nothing missing to for us. Or that Hashem, what, when we attacked the enemies in Eretz, so we sat in the shelter, it was good in Sukkot. Not a literal shelter, right? So we got this kasha. So it's a great kasha. The Ritva says, Ahila Doris, we said on Beis Yemei, say it on Vavim and Aleph, Ahila Doris. And don't make any drushes from those words. That was the Ritva's kasha. Okay. So what is the Ritva answer? Ritva answers like this. Go ahead, Donnie. What's the Teretz?
There's two answers.
Well, the Ritva only gives one answer, then we have the Aruch Lanir. Well, what was the Ritva's answer?
That they're just talking about Sukkah, and you were talking about Idea. So since we're talking about Sukkah, and there's a Sukkah, you say or another Pasuk, you could use a...
In other words, like this. The Ritva says there's a big distinction between making a drasha from the word and saying something's extra. And what we're saying is, if you look in the Pesukim and Emor, that third Pasuk, Pasukos, is extra. We already know from the previous psukim that we're talking about a sukkah. Why did it say basukkah shoshafti avra? So get it down. So the Ritva says it's extra. The fact that it's extra shows to me that lamaisa it's something what? There's something that has to be darshan here. What do we darshan? How many walls we need? But here, what are we doing? Here, what are we doing? The Ritva says. There we're darshing from the extra superfluous word. We already know it's talking about what? Sukkahs. So why did it have to say it again? Here, what are we darshaning from? The word what? Yedia. Yedu. Yedu doesn't have to mean like Rabba Yoni. It means what? Cognition. But what does it mean?
That they should know the generation.
That the generation should know. Excellent. When you talk about a pusik literally, I'll say Ahila Doros. And I will not agree with you, Rabba. That's what Rav and Reb Zera say. But when you talk about a superfluous word, then you're stuck. You know it's teaching me halacha, and it teaches me how many walls I need. That's the Ritva's genius answer. Makes sense, right? What are you going to? There's nothing to teach Ladaris. That there's a word extra. What's the word extra? The extra word's telling me halacha. You're not going to say, oh, since there's an extra word, it's going to teach me a lesson that I have to teach my children. Teach what? It didn't tell you what was what. Why it was superfluous, right? If you think about it, it makes no sense. The fact that the Torah uses an extra word is going to tell me, oh, teach this, what message? It didn't tell you. So the message is only when the Torah teaches you the message explicitly. Like it says, L'man Yedu. By us, L'man Yedu means the Yedil Adoros, that there was a nace of an Aner Kavod, or that Hashem put us in the booth and protected us. But on Davov, when you talk about an extra word, Avram, an extra word has to teach me a halacha. What's the halacha of the Torah Shabbat Peh? How many walls we need? Either three in a tefach or two in a tefach. That's it, done. That's the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a very sound answer, the Ritva. I thought it was a very sharp answer, no? If you think about it, the type of drasha, David, is much different. Here it's direct from the word Yediyah. Over there in Davov, it's the fact that it's an extra word. We don't need this. If it's an extra word, that means it's telling me a halacha about Sukkah. If it's directly from the word Yediyah, Jacob, then what? I could say what? It's either teaching me halacha that I have cognition when I sit in the sukkah, or it has nothing to do with halacha. It has to do with a message l'dayrus. I teach my kids that what it's zecher l'neis of the Ananiah covenant. Okay, everyone got that written for Klor, Matthew Klor? You got it?
I hope so.
What do you mean you hope so? Either you know it or you don't know it?
I know it.
You know it. Good. You got it? David Klor? Marty, you got it? Okay. Comes along Darach Lanier. And this fits in beautifully what we said at the beginning of this year. You guys, you can build up Chedushim. The Torah Shabbat Peh is the Iker. Okay? Let's go. Let's go. The end of the week. We got a mailus. I'm exhausted. I drove to Levi. I did Levi. I'm exhausted. I don't care, though. I don't care if I'm exhausted. Learning the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the Eisha Tayer. The Iker. Donnie, you ready? Comes along the Aruch Lanier. The Aruch Lanier says like this. Let's go, guys. I couldn't believe this Aruch Lanier. Fits in beautifully. The Aruch Lanier says, beautiful Kiddush. Says the Aruch Lanier, I got an answer. Says like this. I want you to get this. Says the Aruch Lanier, that Rashi is by us different than Daf Vav. Daf Vav is according to who? Who is Daf Vav according to? Come on, Ephraim, let's get this. What is he? He says that Daf Vav is going according to who? Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Lazar. The Gemara later on, it says Defanos is going like Rebbe Kiva. And therefore, Rebbe Kiva says what? What does Rebbe Kiva say? We're not going a Yediyah L'Dairis. Mashaki and our Sugi, who's the Sugi going according to? What do we say? Who holds like Rebbe Kiva? Rabba holds like Rebbe Kiva. That's the Sugi and Daf Vav. Who are we going according to in our Gemara? Rav and Reb Zeira, who do not accept who? Rebbe Kiva. They only hold like Rebbe Lazar. So Mimela, since they hold like Rebbe Lazar, halacha l'mais, it comes out, Mashenki and Arsugya, they don't want to be Mazar in the Mishnah like who? They don't want to be Mazar in the Mishnah like who? Like Rebbe Kiva exclusively. They want the Mishnah to go according to who? Also according to Rebbe Lazar as well. Excellent. They don't want it to go exclusively like who? Like Rebbe Kiva. They want it to go like Rebbe Lazar as well. Why would you want to box our Mishnah in to be like what? To be like Rebbe Kiva. But Davav Lamais is going Lefilam and Amar, that Din Fanos is going like we pass like Rebbe Kiva against Rebbe Lazar. Therefore, you cannot say Yediyah L'Dairis. Again, let's get this. What was the Ritva's Kasha? The Ritva's Kasha was, we said Yediyah L'Dairis by us on Daf what? Daf Bezim and Bez. Why don't you see Yediyah L'Dairis on Daf Vav? The Terence says on Daf Vav, we're going like who? We're going like Rebbe Kiva. If you're going like Rebbe Kiva, then what? Then it's not Yediyah L'Dairis. What is it? What's it referring to? Sukkos Mamish, exactly. And it's going like Sukkos Mamish, and that's fitting like Rob over there. But here we're going like Rav and Reb Zeira. So since here we're going like Rav and Reb Zeira, Rav and Reb Zeira want to make the mission like Rebbe Lazar too. So therefore they say Anon Yaakovot, and therefore what? We can say Ahi L'Dairis. We could say it's a nace for many what? For many Daros. But that's the Chiddush that we're saying. It's beautiful. It fits in. That's why it said Anon Yaakovot. That's why it said Anon Yaakovot Olach L'Maisa. Specifically, Rashi wanted to say it. Because Rav and Reb Zeira can go like who? Can go like Rebbe Lazar. Rav and Reb Zeira can go like Rebbe Lazar. Rabba, though, goes like Rebbe Kiva. You tell me, Avram, why does Rabba go like Rebbe Kiva? How do we prove it? Because what should it have said in the Pasuk? For Rebbe Kiva what? According to Rebbe Kiva, should have said Yashvu. By the fact that it said Oshafti shows what? Something else is going on. Cognition. Rabba's whole shtickle tire that he stands on his head, Donnie's going like Rebbe Kiva. You follow me? Rabba stood on his head to hold like Rebbe Kiva. Because if it means booth, it should have said Yashvu. Why did it say Oshafti? It must mean something else. Oshafti, I want you to sit in there so you think about that you know you're in the sukkah. But Rabba's whole shtickle tire, he stood on his head, he's holding like a Kiva. Reb Zeira and Rabba said, we don't hold like that. We want to hold like also what Anan Yaakovot. We don't want to box in the Mishnah. And therefore, if you hold like what? If you hold like Rebbe Lazar, then therefore you say what? Anan Yaakovot. But don't ask me from Daf Vav. On Daf Vav, that's like Rebbe Kiva. Halach l'maisa. That's like Rebbe Kiva. And therefore, there is no nace according to Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva, there's no nace. You're not going to say Ahila Dairis. We're not going like that Rebbe Hananel version, that Ahila Doris is the tell-over. The only nace that happened according to was Rebbe Lazar. There was no nace according to what Rebbe Kiva. So what's Yediyah L'Dairis can't be said according to Rebbe Kiva. This is all within Rashi. Yehuda, you got this? Okay, go ahead, Donnie. What do you say?
I still understand that now for me, I'm using the word Oshafti and using the word Yashvu.
Yashvu means they. The Jews themselves sat in there. Oshafti means Hashem picked you up and put you in there. So therefore, since Rabba holds like Rebbe Kiva, that meant booths, it should have said Yashvu. The fact that it said Oshafti means there's something else going on here in this pasuk. And what's going on in the pasuk? Rabba's theory of Yediyah, of cognition. Shalta Be'ena. That's how Rabba knew it.
But that doesn't fit with Rebbe Kiva.
That fits exactly with Rebbe Kiva. Rabba holds like Rebbe Kiva.
Rebbe Kiva says that it's Sukkah
Mamash. I understand that, but because it's Sukkah Mamash, it should have said Yashvu. Since it didn't say Yashvu, it's teaching him something else. And that's Rabba's halacha of Yediyah, which fits according to Rebbe Kiva. That's what forced him into saying that. Because if you hold like Rebbe Kiva, it means booths. It should have said what? Yashvu. So therefore I have to finagle and say it's teaching me something else, but it's all within Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva pushed me to say that. Because my premise is a whole like Rebbe Akiva. That's my starting point.
Does Rebbe Akiva believe to say you have idea also?
Yes, it is according to Rebbe Akiva. Rob is going like Rebbe Akiva. I want you to cop this. Because according to Rebbe Akiva, it means boots. It should have said Yashvu. Since it didn't say Yashvu, this means teaching me something else. But my whole shtickle Torah is according to Rebbe Akiva, says Rabbah.
Something else that teaches you is that it teaches you Rabbi Lazar's teaching.
No. Rabbi Kiva holds boots. Rabbi Lazar holds Anani Akava. They're Tanoim. Rabbi says I hold like Rabbi Kiva. If it means boots, it should have said Yashvu, not Oshavti. The fact that it said Oshavti teaches me a new halacha. What's the new halacha? The new halacha is called Yediyah. But that's the fee Rabbi Kiva. That's the fee. I want you to get that down in your notes.
First you decide you hold like Rabbi
Kiva. Yes. Yes, he holds like Rabbi Kiva.
And,
the reason why he holds like Rabbi Kiva is probably like Ephraim said, Alocha Rabbi Kiva mechaverim and lo mechaverav. But Reb Zeira and Rava did not hold like that. They want to make the Mishnah even according to Rabbi Lazar. Correct. And that's what it means on Nanei Akava. Okay?
Would it be a lot easier for him to hold like Rabbi Lazar?
No, because we have a cloud, Rabbi Kiva mechaverim lo mechaverav. Plus the fact, Lamaisa, so the word is not fitted well. So therefore, his starting point is from Rabbi Kiva.
The word of Shafi directly infers that it means Yediyah.
Yes.
So it's so much easier to...
I know, but the reason why I know that is because it should have said Yashvu. It's teaching me something else. And that something else, Rabbah says, is Yediyah.
But according to both of them, it means Yediyah.
No, it doesn't. Only according to Rabbah.
According to
Rabbah within Rabbi Kiva.
According to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbah and Rabbi Kiva and according to Rabbi Lazar.
No, Rabbi Lazar...
The idea that we're getting from this passage.
Rabbi Lazar says it means Yediyah. Rabbi Lazar says it's considered Yediyah L'dairus. We teach our kids that the nace happened. Nothing to do with what? Cognition. Nothing. Nothing to do with cognition.
What does Rabbi mean by cognition?
Cognition means knowledge, knowing that you're sitting in a sukkah, the halacha that we built off.
Not
according to the Bach. Man, you have to have Yediyah of Anani HaKavod. Remember we said you have to have cognition and knowledge when you sit in the sukkah, that you're sitting in an actual sukkah? Yes, it does. I'm saying the reason why Rabbah derived that is because according to Rebbe Akiva, it should have said Yashvu. Because what is Rebbe Akiva saying? Booths. So they literally sat in booths. So why did it say Oshavti? So Oshavti must be teaching me a new halacha. The new halacha is Shalta Be'ena, that when you sit in your sukkah, you have to have cognition and knowledge that you're sitting in the sukkah. Cognition is knowledge, and you're sitting in the sukkah. But the launching point is that Rava holds like Rebbe Akiva. However, we find that Rava, Lamaisa, holds not that way. Rava and Reb Zeira hold not that way. And they hold that they hold like Rebbe Lazar and Nanei Akava. And therefore the pasuk is talking about Yedila Durs. So don't bother me from Daf Vav that we made a drasha of sukkahs. Because why? Why don't we say Yedila Durs and Daf Vav? That's going like who? David? Davav's going like who?
Rebbe Akiva.
So Rebbe Akiva meant booths. It wasn't a nace that you need to teach over. It's booths, that's all. We're fitting in Rashi. Remember we said according to Rebbe Hanano, this answer of the Aruch HaNir would not fit according to who? Get that down in your notes. Would not fit according to Rebbe Hanano. Why would it not fit according to Rebbe Hanano? Because Halul HaDairus could fit even according to who? Even according to Rebbe Akiva. Because you could tell your kids that what? No, that's what Rabbeinu Hananel says. The Aruch Lanier says Anani HaKavod is only according to who? Rebbe Lazar. And that's an ace. Hahi L'doros is an ace, only Rebbe Lazar. Aruch Lanier says not going like Rebbe Akiva. We learned that Rabbeinu Hananel said you could say L'doros was even fitting according to Rebbe Akiva. Because you're going to teach your kids that we sat in booths. And people are going to talk about Tzipris, Jesus Christ, even on Sukkos. They have a folklore, Akasha, that, you know, When the non-Jews throw bottles in our sukkahs, Lamaisa, you know, why is there no mitzvah of Tzipras Yis Mitzrayim? Jewish folklore, they ask that kasha. Tzipras Yis Mitzrayim only on Pesach. Why is there no mitzvah of Tzipras Yis Mitzrayim on sukkahs? It's a folklore kasha, Lamaisa. The teretz is that according to Rabbeinu Hananel, maybe there is somewhat of a notion.
What's the folklore kasha?
The folklore kasha is why is Tzipras Yis Mitzrayim limited to Pesach and not to sukkahs? So I'm saying, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, a little bit there is a mitzvah of Tzipras Yis Mitzrayim.
What's the folklore?
What do you mean, what's the folklore? That's what people ask it, not in Lamdon. I'm saying, there's a notion. It's not like a real kasha. But I'm pointing out to you, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, there is a notion of Tzipras Yis Mitzrayim on sukkahs. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
Just wondering, like,
Yeah, go ahead.
Why would we say it's Ananayim Kavod if seemingly we sit in Sukkot every year since then, so probably it doesn't make sense that it was Mamish Sukkot? Like, the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar,
no.
Right? Ananayim Kavod, Sukkot's Mamish. In fact,
yes.
That we sit in Sukkot's Mamish,
yes.
Is that somewhat of a proof that it was Sukkot's Mamish?
No. Not at all.
So why would we have
I'll tell you why.
No, but why we have a holiday to sit in booths if we didn't sit in booths?
Because you, someone answered Matthew's kasha. Because our sitting in booths is what the Mishnayos and Shulchan Aruch say in the Gemara to, in order to what? Remember the Anane what? Exactly. Correct. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes that.
Why booths?
That's what the Mishnayos say. The Torah Shabbat Peh. We follow the Torah Shabbat Peh. No, it's a good, it's an excellent kasha what Matthew says. But it's ironic. It's ironic. It is Anane Akava. We sit in the booths to remember that. Because maybe that's the best way we can mimic it. I could give you all these drushes. But the bottom line is Mishnayos. Mishnayos and the Gemaras. Okay? All right, very good. We got this, Chlor? We got it? Okay. Very good. Viter now. So we have two tirutzim from that kasha. It fits in beautifully with this din. Fits in beautifully with this halacha. Okay? Now, the truth of the matter is, I was thinking to myself, Lamaisa, and Matthew hinted to it a little bit. There is a sefer called the Mishras Arin, who makes a beautiful commentary. I want you to get it down. Mishras Arin.
How do you spell that?
Mishras, like oil. Mem Shin Chof Tof. He says, and I was bothered by this too, what's puzzling to you in this line of the Gemara, even before we go on? We just learned one line of the Gemara so far today. Okay? One line. What's puzzling to you with the next line, before you get to the next line? It says Kulu Karabu Amre. Ayilu Dilu Dairis. No, before even the next line, Avram.
What is the idea?
No. What's missing? The Gemara doesn't say whose response. Rabba's response. Where is Rabba's response? I was bothered by this too. The Gemara doesn't say why Rabba responded. Go ahead, Yoni.
I mean, it also doesn't give Rabba's response. The only one that gets a response is Zerah.
Okay. All right, we'll see. Well, we'll see when we get to Rav. Let's do one at a time, though. But I'm just saying, when you get to this Gemara, it's very clear the Gemara is giving a response for Rabba. Why do you think the Gemara is giving a response to Rabba? There's a beautiful shot of the Mishka Sarim. I want you to get this. Because Lamaisa, what was Rabba's topic of his pasuk? Well, what's the topic? Sukkah, correct? So is it so crazy to say it's talking about Yediyas HaSukkah like Donnie said before? What does Reb Zeirah say? What did Reb Zeirah say the topic was? But what was the topic talking about? That when the Mashiach comes, though, Hashem's going to put the Jews what? In shelters, in sukkahs. It wasn't talking about sukkahs. So the Gemara's got to say what Reb Zeirah would respond. But according to Rab, it's self-evident. Rab is the one who doesn't have to. The burden of proof is on who? It's on Rav and Reb Zeirah. Why we don't hold like Rabba? If you'd have stopped me in the street and said, who's more Mistaba, Rabba or Rav and Reb Zeirah? I would have said Rabba. Laman Hoshafti. That's why the Gemara have to give a response. There's no reason to respond. You follow me, Jacob? Rabba's more Mistaba, no?
How would you translate Mistaba?
Logical. It's much more logical to say that Rabba meant Yediyah, talking about a sukkah. You want to talk about Yediyah L'dayris? You read that pasuk in Chumashidu and Shneimikra and Emor. You think it's talking about, oh, when you have kids, you're going to tell your kids what happened about this miracle? Come on, that's not the pasuk shot in the pasuk. Pasuk shot in the pasuk is when you sit there, I want you to know what you are sitting in. Shalta Ba'ena. That's the simplest reading. The Gemara says, who wrote the Gemara? Which Amoraim wrote the Gemara? Ravina Ravashi. So far up, Bobitzia Peheim and Alf. That closed the chapter in history. No one can ever argue on the Gemara. The Ramah says, Zichosha Mishpat Simen Chafei. No Rishon or Achron can ever argue on the Gemara. The Bir HaGros says, Avinu Rashi, so far raw. Not only did it close a chapter in history, it's a halachic statement. And Rabba says, my halachic statement makes much more sense. It's not talking about Yediyah L'dayris. That's why the Gemara doesn't even have Rabba's response. It's simple. That's the pshat of the Mishras Aharon. We got it?
Mishras what?
Mishras Aharon. Meshkus Aharon. Yes, go ahead, Donnie.
So then is that why, can you say that Rabbi agrees with Rabba's answer? He doesn't say anything after Rabba, he says something after Rabba and Rabba Zero.
Abaye, let's wait on. Okay? Let's wait on Abaye. Very good, Donnie. Let's wait. Okay, next slide of the Gemara. Let's go, Don. Let's go, Avram. Okay, because we got to get the Chumash soon. Go ahead. Let's go. Louder, louder, please. Who doesn't hold like Rav Zeira? So you said it doesn't say Kulu, right? Why do you think it doesn't say Kulu? Because it's already stated. Doesn't have to say it again. So Rava and Rava, Rav and Rava don't like who? Rav Zeira. I mean, they love him, you know, as a colleague, a chaver, but they didn't like Yeshit. So what does it say here? Rav Zeira, Namilo Omri, go ahead. Oh, what's it referring to? Yemos HaMashiach. What does it mean? Read Rashi. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibra Maskel. Those sukkahs Hashem will make for you will be for shelter, enjoyment, and what? Hiding place. About what? A sukkah mitzvah does not have to be for shade. I'm sorry, Reb Zeira, we don't hold like you. There is no reason the sukkah has to be for shade. All it's referring to is Yemos HaMashiach, when Hashem creates what? Hashem is going to do a tremendous toiva for us. Zok Taisviz, go ahead. Look inside, Zok Taisviz. Guys, top Taisviz, go ahead. I don't understand. Abai has the kasha on Reb Zeira. What was Abai's kasha? Asteris Karnayim. Why does the Gemara say that Rava and Rabba did not like Reb Zeira because of Abai's kasha? That would have been much simple. Go ahead. What's the answer? Mishum what? Because it's a great answer. It's a great answer. It's a great answer. So it's a great answer. Therefore, there was no need to what? There was no need to respond. Could be, how did they know that? How did Tysus know that? How did Tysus know that it was a good answer? I would say because why? How do you think Tosus knew that it was a good answer?
Because the
Gemara doesn't say it. That's what I would say. The Gemara doesn't say because Kushida by it. Must be because they didn't like Reb Zeira for a new reason. Okay. So I saw unbelievable the Sfas Emes here. Says the Sfas Emes. Let's get it. Let's get the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes is an amazing thing. I thought this was amazing. He says that Rava holds like Reb Zeira.
Rava
holds like Reb Zeira.
Not like the Yeshua.
What did it say that Rava holds like Reb Zeira? Let's get it. It said that Rava and Rava do not hold like Reb Zeira. Why? So the pshat is that what Rashi holds, because what the sukkah has to be what? Has to be Ru'uya le'aroi. We don't need it physically to be aroi. Remember we said Bichlal Kev is aroi? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Da'ala Yesedus Kvuos, and it's considered to be aroi. That's like the Svar of Reb Zeira, Da'al Astros Karnayim. Isn't that an amazing pshat? Again, what did Reb Zeira say when he said, Da'al Astros Karnayim?
Take away the mountain.
That's what Reb Zeira said, take away the mountain. You know what Rava says? What was Rava's theory? Hey Roy, what happens if I use these pegs that are like metal? Starker what? Starker things. What's the answer to that? Anything less than 20 is called what?
Hey
Roy, because it's Dal the heaviness. He uses the same theory of Dal. Rava holds the same theory as Reb Zeira of Dal. Because Lamaisa, what I'm saying to you is that what? What does Rava say? Anything less than 20 is called what? Eroi. What happens if I make stark pegs that hold up the schach? And it's like metal? So the theory is that's called Eroi. But you know what the smartest is? Because it's like Dal the Eroi. Just like we said, the Rav Zeira said to Abai, Dal the Ashur's Kanaim. Rava would say Dal the thickness. Because what's Rava's whole theory? Doesn't have to say it, Abba. I want you to think it. That's what he's saying in Lomdus. Because what did Rava say? Anything less than 20 is Aroi. Why? Why? Because you can remove it. I can remove it. And therefore it comes out, Allah Lamaisa, and this is the Chiddush. It comes out the Svar Reb Zeira's Dalash Just Kanaim. Rava says the same thing. Therefore he cannot hold like who? He has to hold like Reb Zeira. What was the lashon of the Gemara? You can't say because of Kushya de Abaye. Do you understand what I just said? You can't say because of Kushya de Abaye. Why don't we say that what? That everyone doesn't hold like Reb Zeira because why? What did the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say why you can't hold like Reb Zeira?
We should buy it.
No, no. What does it say? Why I'm going to hold like Reb Zeira? Yemos HaMashiach. Why doesn't it say Kushid Abai? Because Rava holds that's not a kasha. Just like Reb Zeira answered Dal, Ashtras Kanaim, Rava also would utilize the same usage of Dal. Because he uses Dal within his own Shita of Eroi. Marty, you got this? Get it down. Rava uses the theory of Dal within his own theory of Dal, the thickness. So too he would hold of Dal the Ashtros Kanayim. What'd you say? Okay, but that's not what we're trying to do here now. We're trying to say why they don't hold like what Reb Zeira. You cannot tell me it's because of what? The Kasha of Abaye. Because Rabbi held the Kasha of Abaye wasn't a Kasha. Just like Reb Zeira held it wasn't a Kasha. Just like Reb Zeira utilizes Dal, Rabbi utilizes Dal. So the only way that you can say the Rabbi doesn't hold like Reb Zeira is say Yamos what? Yamos HaMashiach Ksiv. One second. I want to make sure everyone got that. Marty, you got it? Want me to say it again one more time?
Yeah, what's it? Dal. Dal what?
Dal. Take what? Away, let's say you made a sturdy what? Sukkah under 20. Yeah. And it's kafaltika pegs or walls that are holding up the mechitza shabarza. You know what? I want you to shave down that metal and make it like a little what? Stick. Which is a nothing. Because what is his theory, Rava? Eroi, Eroi, Eroi. Why do you call that Eroi if it's like nuclear, it could hold a nuclear bomb? It's a metal wall. Not sturdy? Yes, because I hold a Dal.
What?
Dal, the thickness, the strength, that it could hold a nuclear bomb. It's whittled it down.
So you say, if you would have taken away the thickness, it'd still be a kosher.
That's why he calls it Eroi, exactly. Because anything you build under 20, I whittle down. I'm a Dal man, right?
Wait, so why does...
So if you're a Dal man, Rava holds like the Dal of Reb Zeira.
So when Reb Zeira and Rava ask at Rava, why did they say we should buy?
When who?
Shouldn't Reb Zeira not ask at Rava about we should buy if he says it's
not a question? No, because the Kushi of buy asked on...
I didn't hear what you asked. Say again, that what?
He said that Rava and Rav Zeira basically
gave the same logic. They don't like Abai's Kasha. They give the same answer. Correct.
Why does it say we shouldn't
push it Abai
and Rava?
Later in the Gemara Lamaisa, the Gemara says they didn't hold like Rava Lamaisa. What do you mean?
Yeah,
what do you mean, Kushid Abaye? Gemara says they're Zeira, they don't hold like Rava because of Kushid Abaye. You tell me. You're asking a good kasha. You tell me. Because Reb Zeira doesn't like that type of Dal. He only likes his Dal of what? Of the shade with the mountains. But whittling down metal, that I don't hold of. Rava holds of both versions of Dal. Not Reb Zeira. It's a great kasha, but it's a great terence too, no? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they both hold what?
They both hold
Dal.
Why is there a difference?
No, because you tell me which is more mechudish, Lamaisa. When you Dal the mountains, it's not touching the sukkah. It's much more of a chiddush.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's much more of a chiddush to say the Dal of Rava. That Reb Zeira doesn't hold it.
Why is it more of a chiddush?
Because you're saying anything under 20 is conceptually called a roi. Who says that's true? Because of this whittling theory, Reb Zeira says, I don't hold of it. I don't hold of it. I understand that, but I don't hold to the notion of conceptually anything under 20 is called a roi. That's Rava's Kiddush. Reb Zeira says, I don't hold of it. I have no problem in what focusing on the sukkah of my own. You could give me all the mountains in the world. You give me Mount Everest, and I don't know another mountain. Think of another mountain. You give me the. What'd you say? Yeah, one of the Balabatim, they actually climbed that this summer. I didn't even know the name of it. Yeah. So Lamaisa, let's get this. That's much harder. That's much easier to say. I'm not touching the sukkah, Avram. I'm not touching the sukkah. Sukkah's fine. There's nothing external. Did everyone hear this kasha? Wait, I want everyone to get this. The kasha's like this. Guys, let's get this. Let's get this. Chazer over this. Let's get this cheshbon. I want you to get it. Okay? We developed this whole theory now that the Gemara said the reason why Reb Zeira, Rav and Rav didn't like Reb Zeira is because of what? Yemos HaMashiach. Listen to this, Yodi. I want you to get this down. Why can't you just say simply that the reason why, and this is what the Sfas Emes brings up beautifully, He says that Rava holds like Reb Zeira. Meaning that what? What does Rava hold like Reb Zeira?
The Dal.
Because he holds the Dal theory. Just like Reb Zeira removed the mountains, I hold, Rava says, you can remove the what? The thickness of the pegs. The thickness of the walls of the metal. And whittle it down and then it's a nothing. And therefore I hold Dal. And therefore, halakha l'maaseh, the only reason why Rava cannot hold like Reb Zeira is because why? The pasuk is referring to what? Yamos? HaMashiach. Exactly. Now, Avram asked me a great question. He said, one second, Rebbe. He said, you want to tell me the whole Dal? So why in the next line in the Gemara, why does it say that Reb Zeira did not like Rava because of the Kash of Abaye? I thought they both hold Dal. Wrong. Rava holds both versions of Dal. Reb Zeira only holds his Dal. He doesn't hold a Rava's Dal. He holds it. You can remove the mountain because that's touching the sukkah. You cannot whittle down the thickness of a metal of a peg. I wonder, this is Shtickle Torah. We can write this up.
So therefore, it'd be awesome.
For the Beis Yitzchak, Chiddush. Okay?
Possible, even if it was under 20 hours, it'd be possible if it was metal.
No, no, anything under 20 is a what? Eroi, Donnie.
I know, but he doesn't hold Dal by the walls.
He would not hold Dal by the walls,
therefore,
but...
It should be possible if it's 120 hours, but it's bulletproof.
That's correct, but what you're saying good, but Reb Zeira's theory is what? Shadow. He's just saying the reason why he doesn't hold that theory of Dal. Okay?
He holds
the Kash of Abaye. What was the Kash of Abaye? You can't make it on metal things. Correct. You're right. Correct. Reb Zeira didn't hold like Rava. We'll get to that. Yeah, go ahead, Yoni.
They both hold a Dal, then why does Tosfos?
No, they both don't. Rava holds a both versions of Dal. Reb Zeira only holds his own Dal.
Well, if they both answer Dal, that's what I'm saying.
Only Rava does. Rava holds a both. Remove the mountain and remove the what? Remove the whittle it down. Reb Zeira only holds remove the mountain. That's the difference we're saying.
I know, but Reb Zeira holds of his Dal and Rava holds of his Dal. Yeah?
Rava holds of both, correct.
They both hold of their own, though.
Yes.
So if they both hold that and that's their answer, why does Tosfos say, Mishum Kusha Dabaya, but Reb Zeira answered well? So Reb
yes.
Zeira, but they're both answering the same thing.
No, they're not, because they're different types of Dal. That's what I'm saying to you. Reb Zeira answered the Kasha of Abaya and him from Ashros Karnayim. Reb Zeira holds of that Dal. Rava also holds of it. But Reb Zeira does not hold of the Dal of Rava. Okay?
But Abaya only likes Reb Zeira's answer.
Abaya doesn't like either of their answers. That's why I asked the Kasha. We're going to see whether Abaya accepts it. Okay? We're going to see whether Abaya accepts it. Yeah, real quick, Matthew.
I was going to say, I think it's easier to conceptualize like the difference between Reb Zeira's Dal and Rava's Dal is that Reb Zeira's Dal is saying that extraneous factors, there's external factors.
Exactly.
That are I was just about to say that.
The sukkah
yes.
itself is fine.
Beautiful. That's what I was saying.
Rava's Dal
right.
is that internally the sukkah itself.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's what we're saying to Avram. Excellent. Well said. I couldn't have said it better. Excellent. Okay, now, please get this Nakuda. Please get this Nakuda. You just brought it up, Yoni. Okay? So we got this clear so far? Did Abaye accept Rava? And did Abaye accept Reb Zeira after his kashas when the answers were given? Yes or no? So this is a big machlokes Rishonim, which I gave you. Please get it down. The Balamor and the Ramban in the Muhammad and the Meiri. All claim, halacha l'maaseh, that Abaye agreed with Rava. He backed out. When he asked his kasha mechitza shel barzo, the Balamor, Ramban, and Meiri, all claim that Abaye, when he asked his kasha on Rava, and Rava gave him his answer back, that anything below 20 is aroi, above 20 is keva, he said, you're right, Rava. What's my proof? Because on Dav Zayinim and Beis, Abaye says, rebuke is one of the Tanoim that holds you need dearest keva be'inin. That was the rhyme I had you see, Avram.
Oh, that's why.
Keva being. Why is Abaye working with Kevin and Roy? Must be the what? That he agreed with Rava. Cool. After he asks his Kasha, he says, you're right, Rava. That's why he's working with Keva.
He says Keva's allowed. I'm dying.
Reb Yehuda requires Keva being, and Reb Chaim don't. But you see, the theory is Keva. Who said Keva? Rava. Not Reb Zeira, not Rava. So you see, Abaye was Chosrabal. He liked Rava's Teretz. What?
No, but the fact
Chumim that say Arai. The fact that you're dealing with either Eroi or Keva shows that I like that answer.
Can you repeat that whole thing?
Yes. When Abaye asked the Kasha, one second, when Abaye asked the Kasha on Rava, and therefore Rava gives his answer, did Abaye retract from his Kasha? So the Balamor, the Ramban, Miri says, yes, he did. The rise on Zion and the base, Abaye says, Rebut Ol Janid Diris Keva. Chum say, all you need is Diris Arai. Why do you say the Nakuda's Keva or Rai Yehuda? Must be that what? You agreed with what Rava said in his response to you. Yes?
How? Also possibly like Rava?
We're not going to have time to get to it. We'll pick it up on Sunday. Very good Nakuda, okay? We're not going to have time to get to it.
The Gemara says it's too good of a question, I thought.
The Gemara said it was a good question, but Rav responded. Amarle. Remember on the bottom, Marty. It said anything less than 20 is a right. Amarle, hachi kaminu lecha. Five lines on the bottom. Rav gave a stark response.
Up here he says.
What do you mean? Up here what? Up here it says we don't hold like Rava. You're making a great point, Marty. Read the next. Well, we didn't get up to it in the Gemara, Lamaisa, but it's going to say, who held of the Kasha? In other words, we didn't get up to the line in the Gemara, but the Gemara says, why did Rav and Rabzera not like Rava?
Because he's a biased Kasha.
Oh, so Marty asked me, he says, Rebbe, that's Mash where the Kasha stands. Yes, who thought the Kasha should stand?
Zero.
Reb Zeira and who else?
Rabba.
And Rabba. Reb Zeira and Rabba. But Abaye was chozer by himself. Great point. Get it down.
Woo.
Abaye himself was chozer ball. Everyone's on the ball. Abaye himself was chozer ball from the Kasha.
Yeah, so if Abaye is chozer ball, then...
But Abaye himself... But they said, no, your Kasha's still there. Please get that down. That's all within who? The Balamor, the Ramban, and who? The Meiri.
So would it be the Ron too? The Ron's the one that quotes the...
Yeah, the Ron also, put him on the list. Correct, David, excellent. But that's a great Nakuda, Mark. Great Nakuda. That the Gemara says, Kushi Abaye, they held, Reb Zeira and Rabba held it was a Kasha, but Abaye himself said, no, it's not a Kasha anymore. But who argues on this? Come on, we got to get the Chumash. Let's finish with this Nakuda. We got to pick it up in this spot. Guys, 9:30. 9:30 at 10, the short shear on, everyone be there. Okay, let's assume it'll be here. If not, we'll do a time decision. Okay, I don't like call you game time. No way. The Torah is not a game. The Torah is not a game. Okay, that's why we call it a time decision. Okay, what did you say? We'll go a little bit weiter, but I want to just close with this Nakuda. Then we got to get the Chumash. Donnie, get it down. The Ravid argues. The Ravid argues, and I'm going to point out that I think Marty's Nakuda may be why the Ravid argued. The Ravid says Abaye stuck to his guns. It's on the Balamor, Alpha Mez Dapir Rif. Said it is no riot. Abaye stuck to his guns. He did not retract and go like Rava. The Gemara says he mentioned Rabbi Yehuda there? Because Rabbi Yehuda himself says, dearest Kevabinan. You don't know what the reason of who is. Rabbi Yehuda says, dearest Kevabinan. But you don't know the reason of who? Of the Rabbanan. You don't know what the Rabbanan hold.
Why?
They might hold something else completely. Please get that down. Plus the fact I want to add on Marty's Nakuda. The Gemara does say in the next few lines, Kushid Abaye. The Gemara says in the next line, Kushid Abaye, and that means, Pashup Shad means Abaye probably stuck to his Kasha too. You don't have to say a fancy answer like we said. That Abaye rejected, but they liked it. Now how does Reb Zeira, respond back? Let's just finish that line, then we got to go to Chumash. Go ahead. Reb Zeira, read the Gemara. It should have said chuppah because it's talking about Hashem covering us before. It was talking about a chuppah before. It's talking, the previous post is al-ki-al-ko kvod chuppah. It's talking about chuppah. So what should it have said? Go ahead. Should have said chuppah. My what?
My, let's
look at the... Shamasmine. Period. Stop there. Reb Zeira says both halachas you can learn. You can learn a halacha for shadow, for a halacha, how to make a sukkah, and you could also say it's referring to what? Yamos? Hamashiach. They don't buy that. They don't buy that. Okay, let's go to Chumash, guys. Let's go to Chumash. You asked me after Mincha. Okay? Let's go to Chumash. Let's get it down, guys. Okay. I believe, very firmly, the following. There are many, many midos in the Torah and midos tovos. We say every morning, you give them a midos, that there's a bininav. Bininav l'chol midos. You take a din, expand it to call it tergul. I believe that the midos tova that is a bininav, that all good midos stem from, is a karas atov. If you're a grateful and appreciative person, you can roll the words thank you off your tongue, then all good midos stem from that. You'll never meet a guy who's a good guy that doesn't have this midos. can't say he's a good guy if he doesn't have this meat. And the makor of Akaras HaTov is our parsha from the mitzvah of Bikur. You think you're a fancy farmer, you think you're smart, when you have the ability to take those first fruits that Hashem allows you to plant, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you praise Him, and you thank Him. And I want a list for you, and I want you to get them all in this short amount of time. I want you to get them all down. Very important. This notion of Akaras HaTov, a list of nafkeminis that come from being a Makar Tov. Number one, Yehudi, a Jew. The word Jew, it comes from the word Yehudi, Hoda. How are you going to remember it? Thanks. What does thanking mean? Admitting, acknowledging something happened to you that was good. The essence of a Jew is the ability to say thank you. Think about it. Yehudi is Hoda, to acknowledge, to admit. That's what you do when you say thank you to Hashem, to your parents, to your friends, your family members. You're a person that is a Yid. Every time you say thank you, you're mekayim that notion of being a Yid. Number two, there's a Medrash Tanchuma that says someone who is a kafui tov, who is an ingrate, is labeled like an apikiris. You can know all of Shas and Rambam, but if you can't say thank you to a person that's built B'Tselem Elokim, what are you? What are you? Your faith and trust in God is missing greatly, lacking greatly. Medrash Tanchuma. Someone who's a kafui tov is dinu kapikiris. Your belief in Hashem is lacking greatly. Number three, the notion of a Akaras HaTov is so important that it applies even to an inanimate object. Moshe Rabbeinu refused to do the first three makas. He asked Aaron to do it in his stead. He wouldn't hit the water, the blood, the frogs. He was born out of the water. He wouldn't hit the ground. He was able to escape the Midian when he killed the Mitzri. He would not make lice from the ground. There's a famous story about Rav Gusman Zatzal. We said it over recently about the bushes, remember? He had a Akaras HaTov even the bushes. Third Chiddush. Akaras HaTov even applies to Dvarim Domim. Number one, Yid. Number two, you're not Bikaris if you don't do this. Number three, it applies even to Dvarim Domim. Number four, the halach of Akaras HaTov even applies if someone helped you with Shogeg. You must say thank you. If Hashem orchestrated something good for you, even though the guy didn't intend on it happening, inadvertently it happened, if Hashem orchestrated it through that guy, you must say thank you. There was a man that was bit by a wild donkey, terrible cut, it's getting gangrene. He runs to the lake to clean it out, he sees a baby drowning there. He saves the baby. The family of the baby says, "Sir, how can we reward you?" He says, "Don't thank me. Thank the wild donkey that bit me, that caused me to come there." Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the well. The daughters of Yisrael are being abused. And they come and run to their father and say, "Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu. An Egyptian man has helped us." You know what the Medrash says? Moshe Rabbeinu chimed in and said, "Don't thank me. Thank the Egyptian guy that I killed that caused me to flee to Midian to come to this point." He's thanking the guy that he killed. Even if someone helps you b'shogeg, you have to be such a mensch. Now, if you think the guy is going to punch you, if he thinks that you're trying to rub it in his face, if he tried to hurt you, but it turned out for the good, then don't do it. But I'm talking about a guy that's a good guy that he didn't even intend on helping you. You, al pi adin, have to say thank you. Viter. Yes, David, real quick.
I was just going to ask, I understand having a curse to Hashem for that, but what good is having that curse to the person?
Because Hashem orchestrated it through that guy. And for being a mensch requires you to what? Thank that guy himself. Because Hashem chose to orchestrate it through him. A mensch requires you to say thank you. Being a mensch, l'kai. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Viter. Let's get this. There's only two occurrences in Navi, in Nach, where there was Tchias HaMesim. By the dry bones, it could have been, it was a mashal, according to one day in the Gemara. It might also be with Elisha, with the guy.
Could be.
Yeah, well, Eliyahu and Elisha with the two babies. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zatzal, How did they have the power? There's the three keys Hashem has. To reign, to childbirth, and to Tchias HaMesim. If you look in those stories there, Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha HaNavi had nowhere to go. Nowhere. They had no food, no lodging, no nothing. These families opened their homes, and you know who Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha HaNavi, they were tzaddikim, they were kedoshim. When they feel Hakar Zatov, things can what? Erupt. Hashem saw they felt such Hakar Zatov to these families, He gave them the miraculous strength to be Mechai Mason. No other what? No other meter is you given this unbelievable power. That's why I say it's the pinyan av of all meters. We're going to dive in a few minutes. What's the one bracha the Chazar Shashatz that Zibor says? Mode. You know why? Says the Avudram, you cannot fulfill it through a shliach. You got to do it yourself. Modim is thanking. Isn't that powerful? Thanking cannot be done through the shliach. You have to do it yourself. It's a very personal thing. It's like the Tisus Ritz is a mitzvah shiva gufo. You cannot be done with shlichus. You got to do it yourself. Also, please get this. In Parshas Matos, we find new din. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Pinchas to destroy Midian, but Hashem told Moshe to do it himself. How did Moshe Rabbeinu have the chutzpah, absolute chutzpah, to go ahead and tell Pinchas to do it? If Hashem tells you to walk across the street, you do it. How could he go ahead and go and say, you know what, I'm not going to do it, Pinchas will do it? Listen to this. And he says this, it's chutzpah to reinterpret Dvar Hashem. Chutzpah. But he says, unbelievable. If Hashem tells you to be an ingrate, it is impossible. You must stand on your head and reinterpret the Dvar Hashem. If Hashem tells you to be an angry guy, or be angry at an instance, or Hashem tells you to balgaiva, you do it. But if Hashem tells you to be an ingrate, it is unacceptable. Here Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Midian. He matured to be the leader of Israel, and now he's being told to obliterate Midian? No! Must be I should see to it they're destroyed, but not I can't do it myself. And Hashem says, you're right. You only have the ability to reinterpret for Hashem if it's for Hakar HaSatov. If it would be any other Mida, you would not have the audacity to be able to do that. Absolutely. You follow me? These are Chidushim we're saying about Hakar HaSatov. The mockers are Bikurim. This is an Ikra guy. Hashem will give you Hatzlach in your life if you're Makar Tov. Yes, Matthew.
I don't know that Bikurim is the...
Because that's exactly what it is. You come to the base of Mikdash and say, thank you, Avishter, for giving me the land that I have fruit and vegetables. I'm using it. Yes. I'm using it as that. That's the Makar Nechumish. It is the Makar Nechumish of Bikurim. Is the Makar Bikurim of Tov. The Chinuch says, Sifris Mitzrayim is Hakar HaSatov. Hashem took us out. I want to just close with two other dinim. Okay, Nechazah the Sof. This is critical, guys. For us, building is B'nai Torah, as mentioned. Hakar HaSatov has no statute of limitations. You know what statute of limitations is? Oh, a guy helped me a year ago? Done. I don't have to acknowledge it anymore. The Ksav Sofer writes, Avram Avinu went to the same one-star hotels he did before he became a billionaire. He didn't go to the five-star hotels when he became a billionaire. He went to the same ones. You know why? Because he had a Hakar HaSatov to these guys. And you have to have a Hakar HaSatov of your parents 40 years later. Oh, they're not helping me. Anyone who helped you no matter how many years ago, it does not expire. That is the power of a Hakar HaSatov. It is everlasting. And the last thing is, Nodav Mincha, is that it is not a scoreboard. Or a scorecard. The Goyish version of Hakar HaSatov is you help me, I help you, we're done. Even Stephen. Scoreboard is even. By Lot. Let's get this. Ephraim, by Lot. What did Lot do? Lot escorted Avram Avinu. And what did Avram Avinu do? He redeemed him when he was captured. Even Stephen. That's why later in the Chumash, Amon Amov won't give us a thing. Because that was a goyish version of what? Of a Hakar HaSatov. We don't accept that, says the Ramban. We have a notion that once someone helps you, I don't care how many times I reciprocated, it still remains, and I never forget it. That's why Mitzrayim was a terrible thing. They had no Akarsa Tov for Yosef. He developed the whole academy for them. And if you forget about Yosef, it's ridiculous. The height of Kafui Tov. It's unacceptable. It's not a scoreboard. It is something you always have to remember. So, to chazer over, we said it's the meaning of a yid. Makar's bikurim. The meaning of a yid, if you don't have it, you're not bikurim. It applies even to inanimate objects. It can even allow you to mechay mesim. You can even the shogay. You can reinterpret Dvar Hashem. You have to do it yourself, not through a shliach. It has no statutes, limitations. And what else?
Not a scorecard.
It's not a scorecard. I'm so serious about this, guys. And that's why before Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, we have to really work on this meeting. Because Akar Satov starts with the Eibishter. It starts with thanking Hashem for good health, Leah and Hara, for being able to dive and go to yeshiva and learn, your parents, your chaverim. If you do like this, it'll form your persona to become a ventura and a budding Talmud Chacham. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you at 9:30. Let's stop mincha. Who wants to stop for the Yomid? You have the sitter here. Thank you. Who wants to stop for the Yomid? David, yeah? David? Ashrei Hashem.